First proposal, grow tourism. It is a growth industry for us. It is working great. You saw that in the numbers. We're going to open a tourism visitor center on Grand Island. Proposal two is support the extension of Buffalo's light rail to Amherst, which will directly connect to tens of thousands of jobs. The light rail's extension to the DL&W Railroad Terminal will spur development and reinvigorate the Cobblestone District. Buffalo Billion One did a lot of great work in the inner and outer harbor. We want to build on that. At the outer harbor, we'll leverage open space recreational activities by creating a visitor center, bike path, and redeveloping the Michigan Pier. We will establish the Buffalo Blue Way to increase waterfront access by building 18 new docks, boat launches, and establishing guides for visitors. To revitalize Buffalo's east side, we'll establish commercial corridors and underutilized land to promote new community growth. We'll move the Buffalo Manufacturing Works to Buffalo's east side, which will bring jobs to the east side. We will invest $10 million to clean up the zombie property issue and homesteading on the east side and in Cheektowaga. Mark Poloncarz has been talking for a long time about the Bethlehem Steel site will transform 1,000 acres into a new industrial park for advanced manufacturing, so we'll start to reuse that land. $10 million for a workforce development plan to support job growth and ensure that we have the workforce that can meet the jobs that we're creating. We will bring in the Say Yes to Education program that has done magnificent work all across upstate New York, but it continues to prepare students to transition from high school to higher ed and lets them know they'll have a college education. We'll invest in the Buffalo Niagara campus to catalyze Western New York's burgeoning life science industry. We'll acquire underutilized property in downtown Niagara Falls so we can free up that land that has been locked up for too long and actually have productive commercial activity developed on it that brings economic growth. We're going to reclaim 135 acres of the Niagara Gorge corridor, preserving the rich ecology. It'll be the largest expansion of green space since the days of Olmsted. And we also understand that we need to generate more activities for tourists on the Niagara Falls side of the falls. When you look across the river, you see Canada has more activities. We need to correct that, and we're going to do it in Niagara Falls. On Goat Island, we will create a year-round destination for tourism and build a world-class lodge with sweeping views of the Niagara River. ESD will also be issuing an RFP to build greater outdoor activities on Goat Island that will boost tourism and give people an international destination to visit. So we're very excited about that. In Jamestown, we're going to leverage the cultural history, and we will invest $5 million to close the gap on the Lucille Ball Comedy Center. We think it's going to be a great tourist attraction. We want to be part of it. Congratulations, Mayor Teresi. We will also provide $2.5 million to help the city of Jamestown regain its economic stability. We'll be doing that also as part of this plan. And we've had a successful downtown revitalization initiative program that we've run before. Western New York has many older downtown areas in many of its towns. And we want to have a downtown revitalization specific plan for places like Alfred, Parent Center, East Aurora, et cetera, to revitalize those downtown areas. We'll be running it as a competition, but we'll fund it through Buffalo Billion 2.